got a brand new way for you to end your day. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.
Tim and Jess, in relationships, would you say there's always full transparency and honesty in a healthy relationship?
No.
No? Oh. So what, are you thinking like little secrets or white lies?
You got to have a few little secrets. You just got to.
I agree. And I would like to bring an example of a secret that I have kept from my wife, but I will not.
Oh.
No, it's like little white lies.
Yes.
Maybe it's like getting takeaway for lunch when they don't know.
I told you that ever since we installed our Ring doorbell camera, whenever my fiancé orders himself lunch, he will self-confess now because he knows that I can see it on the camera.
In 4K.
But he never would have told me before that, okay. And that's fine. Now, I'm okay with him having those secrets.
Do you have in your relationship with your fiancé, and if you're listening now, ask yourself this question. Do you have something that you like secretly hate or really dislike about your partner? Maybe it's a habit. Maybe it's something he does with when he's around certain people. Is there something that really bugs you?
Nothing that's coming to mind. I'm sure he's got a million of them.
Right, okay. Because you have brought up on the show that him doing things around the house seems like a part-time job to in his mind.
Oh, he will often say to me, declare that he's clocking off for the week from chores, which is just not how our household works.
Okay, because a therapist has revealed the most common things people secretly hate about their partners.
Oh, okay, all right. Well, let's see how many of these are actually true.
Friendships is one of the biggest contentions couples face, whether it's do you like their friends? I don't like you when you're hanging around Steve. I don't like you when you're hanging around Mandy.
Yeah.
I don't think they're great people. That's something that, and they go, well, I'll never say that to them because obviously that's their childhood friend. And that's one of the things.
I think there are definitely some of my friends that Akshay does not like.
But your partner doesn't like. Okay.
There's none of his friends that I like all of his mates. But there's definitely people he avoids hanging out with.
Unheard feelings is another one. Maybe you're holding on to something and you're feeling dismissed and it's always kind of like, oh, I really don't like it when you say that you don't want to hang out with me on the weekends. And they go, no, I'm just joking. Be quiet.
Oh.
Like those kind of things. So unheard. So that was just an example.
But yeah.
Just kind of if you're being dismissed in your feelings.
My fiancé Akshay is a saint. He will. Okay. He listens to me complain.
I haven't brought this for you to pick through your personal relationship.
I thought this is what that was. Fair enough.
I don't want you to leave your fiancé at the end of this conversation. I can't make
I'm
that
I'm just realising how awesome he is through this conversation.
Love languages apparently is another one. If you're on the different page with love language, maybe your physical touch and their acts of service or, I don't know, Pokemon cards, whatever they all are. I don't remember off the top of my head. Addressing anger is another one. Money is a big one. Money can be really tricky. I hate being the money person in our relationship. Yeah. I have to be the one. I feel like I always go,
it's an uncomfortable conversation to have, especially when you first start dating. Like, I feel like the longer the relationship goes on, the easier those money chats are. But initially, when you have that first conversation where you reveal just how much you have, how little you have.
All you used to do, like in the working world, so you would do the job, earn the money, goes to your bank, you spend it how you want. If you meet somebody, then it changes because you're spending it on someone more consistently than you used to.
I'm getting package shamed at the moment because I've got packages arriving left, right, and center. Right. Christmas packages, wedding packages.
What's this? What's another one?
Akshay's constantly signing for packages and he's like, what is going on?
Again, I didn't want you to have to leave your fiance at the end of this. I feel like you keep bringing it back to that. I'm just going to wrap it up so we can get out of here.
Sure.
And maybe you can go have a healthy conversation, not about money.
Fingers crossed.
With your partner.
You've got a brand new way to drive home. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
A couple of great guests in the studio coming to Costa Hall on November 11. It's a very special day.
I'm pinching myself, Tim, because this is such an exciting time. We've got Anthony Kalia and Tim Campbell in the studio with us right now.
Good afternoon. We might pinch you as well. We're that far away from each other. Could get awkward.
Good afternoon.
Up close and uncomfortable tour.
Unpredictable.
Well, actually, all of that as well is uncomfortable in this show.
You've already been kind of going around at Costa Hall on November 11. As we were just saying, it must be lots of fun. Obviously, as partners, you're working together, you're performing. performing together on stage.
Oh, yeah.
Tim and I have been saying there's no, if I had to work with my fiance, we would kill each other. Yeah. Like, there would be no wedding.
So far, so good. Like, this tour, we have 27 shows around the country.
Oh, my
and
God.
We're sort of halfway through it, and we're still not divorced. So that's a good sign.
Although, I don't have my wedding ring on today. So
I know.
It's kind of awkward. But most people do go to work to get away from their partners. Yeah. And we stupidly said, hey, let's go to work as well. How fun would that be?
But this is the first time you guys have done a show together, which is surprising. I mean, other than, like, Carols by Candlelight, right?
You know, us two and Dennis. But yeah, no, it is. It's the first time we've ever toured together, and we've been together for 16 years.
Oh, my God.
So exactly why, you know, stupidly, we were smart for 15 years and then made this decision. But
okay. So by the time we get to back to Geelong on the 11th of November, we might be divorced by then.
Okay.
So
it's all
Well, Tim, was it your idea or Anthony's idea to do a show together?
Well, we kind of looked at the diaries. It was kind of the end of last year and saying, look, it adds up together. And We've got the time there. We haven't done it forever, and I guess I'm the one that does the finances in the partnership as well. Yeah. So I said, well, we can keep all the money in the family if we do it this way.
You know, so
I'm more Italian than him, but if everyone comes along and pays cash, we're good.
He's paying me cash after each gig.
Are you getting paid the same? I don't want to bring up
Well, I mean, Tim's in charge of the finances.
Correct,
so.
Yeah, that's an extra 10% this way. Yeah.
What's mine is mine, and what's his is mine.
But no, it is. The show itself has actually been great because we say it's like a concert in our lounge room. And for those who might follow us on social media, know that we drink a bit. So we're hoping that people do pre-game before they come.
Yes.
And then it's loosely biographical. So the songs, I mean, we've got the band with us. So we have some solo songs together and a little bit of extra moments. And look, like we say, we're halfway through the tour. No two shows have been the same.
I'm
so
a control
far.
Freak. This is the thing.
I'm a shock.
I'm used to being in control and doing what I want on stage. And that's what I've done for nearly 20 years. So all of a sudden, this one's thrown a spanner in the works and I'm on edge each time I walk out on stage. I'm like, what's he going to do tonight?
What's going to happen tonight?
Yeah. and it's great. The audience, and thankfully, look, I mean, we're so thankful the Geelong show is sold out. So it's going to be a massive night at Costa Hall. But we do ask people to get involved. So
well, yeah, that's the bit I was nervous about because it says, bring your friends, your dancing shoes and have your voices ready.
Yeah.
Is there audience participation?
Well, hey, look, if anyone wants to throw their underwear on stage, I'm old school, so I'm all up for that. You know what I mean? That's not litigation for me. That's
and bring your poncho because Tim gets a little excited.
Yeah, I'm almost 50.
Anthony, we were just talking before we came on air that growing up just up the road, Werribee, going to school at MacKillop.
Yes.
MacKillop High School. And when you first played in Geelong, it was right after you were on Australian Idol.
Yes.
You played at Geelong Arena.
Uh-huh.
What a show.
Getting ready in the change room.
That was my first ever concert, ever tour concert, straight off Idol. And I remember arriving to the venue and they said, okay, this is your dressing room area. And because it's like a basketball stadium arena, my dressing room was like the, what do you call it? The change rooms for the basketballers. And
smelled
it
like
smelt
Denker
of Denker up.
I think I might correct you there, though. I'm sure it might have been your first concert off Idol, but surely you've done, you know, the Market Square or the Westfield Shopping Centre Talent Quest, no doubt.
Right. Did you used to do shopping centre shows? Yeah.
Oh, all the time, man. Oh,
cash money again. Yeah. Or a $250 voucher.
Oh, yeah. No, my mum just pushed me out there like a dancing monkey.
There are you singing John Farnham's Burn For You and getting runner-up. Runner-up even then as well.
Thanks, babe.
You were just saying that as like with the show kind of being like in your lounge room, you were on Celebrity Gogglebox literally in your literal lounge room just recently. When they approached you and said, hey, do you want to watch television? We'll pay you some money and just say how you feel. Do you go, all right, but what's the catch
what's the
on
catch?
That? Because it seems too good to be true.
Yeah, it exactly was that. Someone wants to pay us to watch TV, bitch about maths, and they're going to pay us at the end and we can go drink champagne. It was the best.
Yeah, but see, if someone put a camera in my living room with all of my WOG family, it would be dangerous. I'd be cancelled, I think.
Well, being a WOG, man.
Yes.
Like, the production crew rocked up with food.
Oh, no.
Like, they're going, oh, we've got some snacks for you for the shoot and blah, blah.
Yeah,
and
the control freak.
Yeah, I'm a control freak and I'm Italian. So I'm like, you are not putting that food in front
we
of me.
We don't do cabanossi here. We do prosciutto. You know?
So I'm like, you know what? The crew can eat that. Thanks very much. I've already got my own food.
Was there shows that you'd seen? Because obviously, like, Married at First Sight, you just mentioned, Tim.
We
like,
hate it.
Is it because are you allowed to be honest on those kind of things? You can be like, oh, this just really isn't for me, hey?
Oh, no, I think I called it Baffs, Bogan at First Sight. You know? So, and to be honest, when we're at home and friends come over, we all do this. We have a few drinks saying, we would be cancelled if there's a camera here.
Yeah.
So maybe we had to filter ourselves a little bit. Or to be honest, there was a couple of times I said, can we not put that in
the
show?
Yeah, don't do
it. Yeah, I think I was being a bit too honest there.
It's the one show that Tim and I do agree on that we do not dig maths. And I don't get, and my mum's obsessed with it. So that's where we have falling outs, me and my mum. Yeah. I'm just like, mum, come on. And she's like, oh, I love it. I love the drama. And I'm just like, you're such a bogue, man.
We're a little bit more highbrow. We do Real Housewives of Melbourne,
of course.
Sydney.
Oh,
and
how
Beverly
good
Hills.
Is the new Real Housewives of Sydney?
So good.
I've still got an episode to
oh
watch.
My God.
So,
yeah.
I think it's even better than the last season. But that's not what we're here to talk about.
Let's keep going.
So Costa Hall, November 11. And the best thing is, because it's so close and Anthony's saying you've got the connection, Tim, you're only just coming down the road. It's going to be a fun night. You're going to come in, whirlwind, get out of here and have a ball at Costa Hall.
Oh, look, it's going to be a huge night. We're actually in Bendigo the night before us, and then we're coming here for the big Saturday night show. It's going to be huge.
And Saturday night, the Christmas lights are being lit.
I know.
And on the waterfront, are we going to expect some Christmas tunes?
Ooh. We might have to bring out an old carols tune or something.
No.
We might sing Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
You know what?
Coming to Town, but it'll be an AO version. It's going to be a very adult kind of, who knows where it'll
Dennis
go.
Dennis Walter can do that.
It's the second time you've thrown Dennis Walter under the bus, and I won't have any. Oh,
we're not throwing him under the bus. We love
he
Dennis.
He came down last year. I think he might actually be at the Christmas tree lighting.
Without sounding too gay, he's our daddy. He's
yeah.
Well, Anthony Tim Campbell.
We are not finishing the interview on Dennis Walter, who's our daddy.
We've got to finish on the best bit.
I didn't think we'd get there, but here we are.
Up close and unpredictable, even though it is uncomfortable. Thank you so much for coming down. And we appreciate it. Looking forward to seeing you at Costa Hall.
Oh, awesome. Thanks so much, guys.
It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
You might have a stressed out young one in your life right now, and fair enough. Mm-hmm. VCE exams have been going on for just over a week, 2 weeks
now,
Jess?
Yeah, a couple of weeks now. Coming to the more advanced exams now, because all the performance exams are
practical
done.
Exams, yes. Languages, performances. Yeah. It's a stressful time. You and I have both been out of school for 12 plus years, but
I can still feel the anxiety.
Right. I can still feel the time-consuming nature of the exams. But once they're all done, you're off on a new chapter of your life. What we're trying to do is help any VCE students across Geelong, Surf Coast, Bellarine Peninsula by cramming the afternoon before. So tomorrow's exams that are happening are Australian History and Outdoor Environmental Studies. So what we're going to be doing is taking it in turns, cramming.
Yep.
You're going to be taking these exams today.
How well we do in our answers indicates how well your students will do.
It's brave, but we will do it. Now, Jess, you can pick Australian History or Outdoor Environmental Studies. You were very confused about environmental studies. You thought it was like PE.
Yeah, I thought
What do you
was
think about the environment,
I
though?
Don't know. Why would they put it all in one subject?
No, it's outdoor environment. You didn't study it. Okay, we're gonna jump into it. What do you want to pick first? Australian History.
Let's start with Australian History.
Okay.
Okay.
First question, because I have a couple for you. Mm. What was the state of Tasmania called from the years 1825 to 1856?
Was it Van Diemen's Land?
It was Van Diemen's Land, Jess.
Yeah, they should have kept it.
Named
way
after
than Tasmania.
Anthony Van Diemen. I would question that after the person of Anthony Van Diemen.
Oh, was it named after a person? Okay. Yep. All right. Good. Tasmania.
So I'm
going to
take that off you. I'm going to mark you down on that one there. Good try, though. Second question. Jess, the Great Emu War of 1932 was a nuisance wildlife management military operation in Western Australia. Who won the war? Humans or emus?
Emus won. What a bleak moment for Australian history.
If you're not familiar with it, it's a real thing.
Yeah.
It definitely happened. And unfortunately, what happened was the emus, they won the war.
Yeah.
The humans, there was such a massive population, they were attacking crops in Western Australia.
Good Lord.
And even with guns and everything, the Australian
Have
human beings couldn't get
it. Have you seen an emu in person, though? I understand why they won.
Yeah, so
they deserve the win.
You know, you win some, you lose more.
Leave them alone.
All right, Jess, we're going to move on to the outdoor and environmental studies.
I definitely know what this is. Yep.
What is the longest river in Victoria, Jess? A, the Murray River. B, the Goulburn River. Or C, the Yarra River?
I'm going to go with A, the Murray River.
Unfortunately, it's not, Jess. The Goulburn River is the longest river in Victoria at 654 kilometres. Although the River Murray forms much of the bordering separating New South Wales and Victoria, it is technically all in New South Wales and
you're
South Australia.
Kidding.
So it borders Victoria.
Oh.
It is a controversial topic, but I knew exactly
how
you were going to answer that question. So thank you very much for walking into that. Jess, final question for outdoor and environmental studies. What is the tallest mountain in Australia? Another multiple choice. A, Mount Bogong, B, Mount Hotham, or C, Mount Kosciuszko?
Got to be Kosciuszko.
Kosci.
I was going to say Kosciuszko, but I wasn't sure if that was even in Australia.
2,228 metres. Victoria's tallest mountain is Mount Bogong at 1,986 metres. So there you go. Also, the Murray River is 2,508 kilometres long.
Is now a good time to tell everyone that you wanted to be a park ranger?
I was so excited that I got to do a bit of research because I did my major study on the Murray-Darling Basin in Year 12, and it was the best exam that I
finally
did.
Get to put it to good
and
use.
Here I am.
And hey, we did well, so that means everyone's going to be doing well tomorrow for these exams.
Finally got to live out my dream of talking about environmental sciences on the show, on the radio, which is now what I do because close enough is good enough.
Now drop and give me 10 push-ups.
That is exactly not what we're doing. But best of luck to the VC exams tomorrow.
All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
Jess, you've been away for the last couple of weeks, unwell, and it's been one of the, not, I haven't been upset that you've been sick or frustrated. I've been upset that Yeah, I know, but I've been upset that you've been avoiding. I know you've been happy to not be here on two Wednesdays in a row.
Yes. No, that's definitely correct.
Because
I hate this game.
On Wednesdays, we do this.
K-Rock, Tim and Jess. OMG. It's a 60-second celebrity.
I think I should clarify, I only hate this game when I have to play.
Oh, you love picking the celebrity that I have to try and guess?
Yeah, but today I will have 60 seconds to guess the celebrity you have been thinking of.
Yep.
I can only ask yes or no questions. And I've only got three guesses.
Yep. 9 out of 10 people on the street have to recognise the name of this celebrity. Otherwise, what a dog. Not cool. Everybody is hoping that you can get it.
I still maintain that Blue Ivy is enough of a celebrity.
I'm still not exactly sure what shade of blue that is on the colour wheel.
All right.
You keep saying it's someone's famous child. I don't know. Jess, take off your headphones.
Okay.
I'm going to reveal today's celebrity. Mm-hmm. Block your ears. Look away. Nah. Today's celebrity is Mariah Carey.
Great.
Hey, my guy. All right.
Okay.
Your time's going to start after the first question. I genuinely wish you the best of luck, Jess.
Okay, thank you. Am I male?
Nah.
Am I female?
Yeah.
Am I Australian?
No.
Am I American?
Yes, I think. North American.
Okay. Am I a singer?
Yeah.
Okay. Am I also an actress?
You've acted, but I wouldn't say you're an actress.
Oh, am I Britney Spears? Oh, okay, damn. More questions. Am I a Disney star?
I don't think so, no.
Okay. Have I been on reality TV?
I don't know. I know that. Probably not.
Okay, all right. Okay, I'm a singer. I've acted.
But not known for acting.
20
seconds.
Good Lord. Okay, am I blonde?
At one point, you have been.
Oh, my God.
I know. Times change, man. 10 seconds.
The American singers. Am I Jennifer Lopez?
You guess this every week? No.
I know. Am I in the news recently?
As of today.
Of course you are. You wouldn't have picked it otherwise, would you? Oh, I'm so upset. Is she already in the charts?
As of today, Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas Is You is back in the charts,
Jessie. She makes like over $1 million from this song every year.
Every single year.
Shut up, Mariah. How dare you?
It's
a beautiful, beautiful woman.
It's Mariah Carey season.
It sure is.
And Jess,
I'm putting up my Christmas tree this week.
Can you understand why all of my answers were vague? Because she has been blonde.
And
she probably has been on reality television. She has been in movies and cameos.
Yes.
But that's not what she's known for.
Yeah. No, it all makes sense now. And I should have known. It's the 1st of November. We're in Christmas season, baby.
It is Christmas season. Jess is Mariah Carey. So close. I'm surprised you didn't yell out Katy Perry because J-Lo and Katy Perry seem to be your default. told I'm running out of time answers.
I did give you the Mariah Carey All I Want for Christmas Is You album one year for Christmas. Do you still have it?
Yeah, but the worst thing is I had to fix something in my car and I don't have a CD stacker anymore. But I keep it in my glove box. It's the only CD that I have, even though I can't play it.
I feel like you need to whip it out tonight.
Well, I can't, Jess. I don't have a disc drive. Whistling the way home,
listening to something. All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
Now, Jess, can I ask you a personal question? And if you're listening, apply this to maybe someone in your life, a partner, a friend. Out of the two of us, in life, who would you say is the angrier person?
I am the angrier person.
Yeah.
I've got such a short fuse. But everyone thinks, oh, Jess is so happy. She's always laughing. No, I've got the shortest fuse ever.
How are you with waiting for things?
I don't like waiting for things. No patience.
Slight inconveniences?
Yeah, no. If my computer doesn't do what I want it to immediately, I am angry at the computer. Yeah.
So you
any inanimate object, really.
Right. Anything you can take your frustration out of. Do you think, say if you had a wall defending your mood, what's your wall made out of?
Oh, styrofoam.
Okay. Because I think you're right. I think, like, I know that everyone's like, oh, Tim's a bit of a grump. I'm pretty positive. I try not to let things
you
anger
me.
You are
the more positive one out of the two of us, which would surprise people, I
and
think.
I try not to. I can't remember the last time I was angry.
Right.
I can get fed up, but not angry. But, Jess, turns out maybe it's a better life to live embracing the anger.
Oh.
Instead of trying to push it down, because according to a certain study from American psychologists, that anger is a powerful motivator for people aiming to achieve challenging goals.
That's why I've been so successful.
A whole bunch of students, hundreds of students, were shown images that would provoke an emotion, anger, sadness, desire, happiness. They were asked to solve a problem within 20 minutes. People that were shown the photo that would make them angry completed it faster and more efficiently than anyone else. Maybe because they were already cheesed off, fed up. They were already in a bad mood. They just wanted to get something done. Where people with the other emotions, they took longer or they couldn't solve it.
Well, if you're happy, you just, you know, you're
everything,
happy chilling out.
It doesn't matter if you don't solve the problem.
It doesn't matter.
Everything's,
who cares?
Yeah, I'll solve the next one. Whereas if you're angry and everything needs to be a certain way.
Yeah.
Apparently, in the work world, in life, maybe it is better, not for your heart, but for your career, to embrace the anger and use it to motivate you throughout your day. So if you're sitting here and you're listening and you go, I have a job that I don't like and I'm angry all the time and everyone keeps telling me I need to chill out.
Stop being so successful, I guess.
Yeah. You're better than the rest of us because you're a little fiery meatball ready to attack the world.
I often like being called a fiery meatball.
I don't know how else to describe you. I feel like you described it with all the things you said about yourself, and then this is what I'm saying. So if I ever tell you to calm down, just say, Timmy, I'm here to succeed. I'm here to grind. Don't tell me what to do.
Don't hate me because you hate me, Tim.
All right. I knew it was going to happen. I can't win with you.
Goodbye. Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best. Goodbye. Goodbye.
New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.